ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherI forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, increasing clouds, temperatures mid-60s, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll have a slight chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies with a low near 44. As we enter Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers with a high near 61. For Wednesday night, slight chance of rain showers, low of 43, and Thursday, mostly sunny skies. Currently, it's 44.
Forest River Travel Trailers from Voss Floaters in Marysville are designed to be functional, economical, and convenient, with ease of service. The best value for your family, choose the size and model that's right for you. If you're a beginner or experienced RVer, the smart choice is Forest River from Voss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities in Lyon County investigating after human remains were found Saturday afternoon. Sheriff Jeffrey Cope said in a news release that deputies were called just before 1:30 to the report of a skull found west of Neosho Rapids. KTV reports deputies located the skull and other human remains in the general area, and the sheriff said the county coroner assisted in recovering the remains. The person's identity and cause of death have yet to be determined. A Kingman County Sheriff's deputy has been placed on administrative leave after he was named in a protection order filed in Kingman County District Court. Sheriff Randy Hill said Deputy Michael French was named as the defendant in an order of protection filed back on April 25th. The sheriff says French, a full-time deputy, was served the summons and notice of a hearing for protection order. KSN-TV reports the hearing has been scheduled in Kingman County District Court on May 16th. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees. Just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid on the market. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends June 7th.
Kansas legislators have drafted a new plan to fix the state budget by increasing personal income taxes that is similar to the one that Governor Sam Brownback vetoed. Negotiators for the State House and Senate agreed on the details of the plan last evening. They believe it would raise $879 million over 2 years. A conservative Kansas think tank is hoping to help launch a new legal institute next year to represent people who have conflicts with state and local governments. The Kansas Policy Institute announced yesterday that it is starting fundraising for a new Kansas Justice Institute and hopes it can begin operations sometime next year. And the weekend storm that dumped more than a foot of snow in some areas of western Kansas has passed on out of the state, but it leaves behind a mess. Many people still without electricity today, a handful of schools in the state still closed. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. An inmate who escaped from a western Iowa jail yesterday managed to steal a sheriff's deputy's gun as he was returning from a court appearance and shot two deputies, one of whom died later. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker says 23-year-old Wesley Carminati attacked and shot the two deputies who were driving inmates back from court Monday. The man then stole the jail transport van and drove it out through a garage door. He was later arrested in Omaha after a short pursuit. Authorities have released the name of a pedestrian who died after being struck by a sport utility vehicle in North Lincoln. That accident occurred around 2:30 Sunday morning. Police say the SUV hit the woman as she walked into traffic at an intersection. Police have identified the fatality victim as 28-year-old Elena Sanderson, who lived in Lincoln. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and revisited a request from Community Memorial Healthcare for consideration of a sales tax to fund operations. Hospital Administrator Curtis Hawkinson and several hospital board members had returned at Commissioners' request with additional financial information after first proposing the idea of a 1% sales tax last year. At the suggestion of then-board chairman Charlie Loisau, a 1/2-cent tax was proposed, but failed to gain a second to the motion. It's anticipated that a 1/2-cent tax would generate around $1.5 million annually. Commissioners expressed concern with the recently imposed sales tax lid, which limits raising the mill levy beyond the rate of inflation without a public vote. That could force adoption of a sales tax to fund general county obligations at some point in the future. The county does not currently impose a sales tax. The hospital board was also cautioned they would need to sell a sales tax to the voters. No decision was rendered on the matter last week. Commissioners hope to reach final decision by the end of May whether to proceed with adding the question to the public ballot. Washington County Commissioners have scheduled a public meeting with the Washington City Council Monday evening at 7 to discuss the potential for future improvements to B Street in Washington. Another public meeting to provide information on the Barnes Blacktop Road is slated this Thursday evening, 6 p.m. at the Barnes Firehouse. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday and approved a petition request to annex property into the Neuchatel Cemetery District. A resolution authorizing the county enter into an agreement with the City of Wetmore for renewing their neighborhood revitalization program was approved. Commissioners asked the county attorney draft a permanent easement to allow the Nemahal Valley Community Hospital to purchase land lying between the hospital and the community building for a new heliport pad. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week approved a penalty for property improvements completed without a building permit. The fee would be 1.5% of an assessed property's value for zoning violations discovered from this point forward. Building permits are $50, special use permits $250, and are required before any improvements take place. It is the responsibility of the property owner to ensure that permits are in place. The penalty fee was approved on a 6-1 vote, with John Hill voting no. Stephen R. Harries, age 64, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Bethlehem Lutheran Cemetery, Bremen. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Steve Harries. Gerald V. Jerry Creven, age 82, of Beatrice, formerly of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday from 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Creven. Harold Rowdybush, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at First Christian Church, Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Harold Rowdybush. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Polish dogs, mashed potato, wheat bread, kraut, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, a wheat roll, Brussels sprouts, and cherry cheesecake. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville golf team will host a meet today. Track team is Nemaha Central. Softball team will host Concordia. The baseball team hosting Concordia. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like yet another low-pressure system is going to move across the central parts of the Midwest, bring us another chance of rain. But the good news is, just in our area, we'll see about a 30 to 40% chance late tonight through tomorrow and into it tomorrow night. Otherwise, that will move out of our area, and a high-pressure system will build across the Midwest towards the end of the week, bringing us warmer temperatures as well and sunny skies. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Tuesday, increasing clouds, mid-60s. Winds will be from the west at 5 and 10. Tonight, a slight chance of rain showers. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a low near 44. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, will continue the chance of rain showers with a high near 61. For Wednesday night, slight chance of rain showers with a low near 43. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 67. Thursday night clear, we'll see temperatures at 43. And Friday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 71. Record high on this date, 89 in 1987. The average low, 49. The record low is 26 in 1963. Sunset this evening, 8:16. Sunrise in the morning at 6:22. Sunny skies, 45 degrees with a light west wind. Let's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 2nd of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Rockets and the defending champs take a 1-0 series lead. NHL, the Caps light the lamp in OT, and Orioles Adam Jones says Red Sox fans were disrespectful last night. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals, not even close. The Rockets buried the Spurs 126-99 in San Antonio. James Harden, 20 points.
Defensively, we were active. You know, we were contesting shots. Then offensively, you know, we were sharing it, playing off the catch, and then knocking down shots. We got to keep that same momentum.
It's the Spurs' worst loss in a series opener under coach Greg Popovich. In the East, the Cavaliers gut the Raptors 116-105. LeBron James, 35.
That was the mystery, because when you have an 8-day layoff, sometimes you can come out with a lot of energy, and then it can just go away because you've been off so long. But you know, for the most part, for 48 minutes, I think we kept that level of intensity up.
Game 2 for both series resume Wednesday night in Cleveland and San Antonio. NHL playoffs, a power play in overtime, and the Caps silence the Pittsburgh crowd.
Picked up by Backstrom. Into the Pittsburgh zone. Shattenkirk with a little bit of room. Arista, he scores! Kevin Shattenkirk has scored!
On WFED, Caps win 3-2. Penguins lead the series 2-1. In Los Angeles, Johnny Cueto outpitched Clayton Kershaw, and the Giants jumped out to an early lead they never relinquished.
There's a high drive. That's hit well. Way back there into left field. Adios, Pelota! Hunter Pence.
On KNBR, San Francisco hangs on for the 4-3 win over the Dodgers. The Phillies routed the defending champs thanks to Tommy Joseph.
1-for-18 against lefties, and he crushes one. Deep left field, and this one is gone. Tommy Joseph with a bullet home run, a three-run shot.
On WIP, the Phillies crushed the Cubs 10-2. The Orioles got past the Red Sox in Fenway Park 5-2. And Orioles center fielder Adam Jones spoke to USA Today in Boston after the game, saying, quote, "A disrespectful fan threw a bag of peanuts at me, and I was called the N-word a handful of times tonight. Thanks, pretty awesome." NBA Larry Bird made it official and resigned as the Indiana Pacers president of basketball operations. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The end of last week, new Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue was in Kansas City. And while the president marked 100 days in office, he marked just shy of 1 week and said he's tried to pack a lot in those first few days.
Well, I don't. I'm frustrated by sitting around on my hands. Obviously, I had the opportunity, I think, to benefit from visiting with 75 members of the Senate during the confirmation process. I think that helped our hearing go well. I think it helped the vote to actually go well, because in those private meetings, I was able to persuade them that my goal is to do well for the American citizen, the American public, but particularly the American agriculturists out here growing the food and the fiber and the timber and the energy for the world. So we've hit the ground running. We had a great first week.
He says President Trump truly has a heart for American agriculture.
But he sat there, and I thought they could hear his heart about his concern for the heartland and for American agriculture. And I think he demonstrated that by signing the executive order. It talked about interagency relationships there, allowed me as Secretary of Agriculture to chair that interagency task force on really agricultural prosperity and rural prosperity. He understands where many, many, many of his votes came from, and he understands about the people in between the cities and the things that they go for, things like infrastructure like broadband and how those are needed all across our country. But that we know that the different agencies affect our agricultural and our producers as well. So we have to work among those. I'm developing great relationships, obviously, with Administrator Pruitt at EPA. And I told him early on, I said, I think our farm guys are more excited about you than they are me.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net with this Ag Business Update. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Wheat Tour Update brought to you by Kansas Wheat. Well, grain traders, wheat industry officials, and even farmers gathered in Manhattan for a dinner last night just prior to the Wheat Quality Tour, which kicks off with the actual tours of the wheat fields today, according to Kansas Wheat's Marcia Boswell.
Over the three-day tour, they will canvass the state's wheat crop from Manhattan to Colby to Wichita and back again. Along the way, they will stop every 15 miles or so to estimate yields in wheat fields on their routes.
At the end, those estimates will be combined for a final tally, giving us an idea of what the 2017 Kansas crop will look like. The Kansas wheat crop in the western part of the state buried over the weekend, of course, from the spring snowstorm that covered a lot of wheat under 14 inches of snow or sometimes more. David Shem is president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. He's from Sharon Springs.
Quite honestly, looking at it there, it's not, how much damage has it done. It's how much wheat are we going to have left. Just significant, a lot of kinking of the stems, and then, of course, with the cold temperatures on that head, that was, you know, the head was either in the boot or just starting to emerge in this wheat. It's just time will have to tell on that.
Chem says as the western part of Kansas slowly recovers from the blizzard, it's difficult to see just exactly what's next.
Big challenges I see coming up here through the next several weeks as to what we're going to do. Obviously, with the wheat and the concern over it, it's going to be a lot of evaluating. I do know that we're getting ready to kick off the wheat tour here in the state today, and it's going to be interesting to see what they find, especially as they get out to this part of the country.
President of the National Association of Wheat Growers from Sharon Springs, Kansas, wheat farmer David Shem. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you as well? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but did you know that there are 29 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines for lean? Each one contains less than 10 grams of total fat, 4.5 grams or less of saturated fat, and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5 ounce serving. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein and buy beef. It's what's for dinner. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
Cattle Empire LLC, building on a tradition with renewed vision. Visit us at cattle-empire.net to learn more. Sugar Creek Ranch in Partridge, Kansas buys, sells, trades, and delivers all types of hay. Call Doug Harner at 620-727-1150 for more information. Sugar Creek Ranch, Partridge, Kansas. Midwest Mixer Service in Scott City and Dodge City. We are proud to sell and service all major brands of feed mixers, roller mills, truck equipment, and more. Midwest Mixer Service.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. And it's another Get Acquainted session with Sonny Perdue. One thing we know about the new agriculture secretary, he's kind of funny.
I must say, with all the humility I can muster, I think the president must have saved the best for last.
More about the new Secretary of Agriculture after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Sonny Perdue made his first visit to the USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C. as Agriculture Secretary last week. He was sworn into the position earlier in the day by a fellow Georgian, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. One of the first things he did was roll up his sleeves and take off his tie, saying that you don't really need a tie to work in agriculture. His work in agriculture began after college when he entered a veterinary practice in North Carolina. But he got a little homesick and wanted to go back to Georgia. That's where he entered the grain elevator business with his brother-in-law, opening up a grain elevator in a county where there wasn't one.
So I've been in agribusiness since 1977, the founder and operator of three agribusiness and transportation firms serving farmers across the southeastern United States.
Sonny says he wasn't really interested in public service. However,
I did understand we all have civic rent, so I agreed to chair our local planning and zoning commission. But after 10 years of that service, the state senate became open, and I was asked to run for that seat.
A seat he won in 1990 and served 10 years as both a Republican and Democrat.
In 2002, I was elected the first Republican governor of Georgia in more than 130 years, and I assumed that office believing that it was a big job, not just a position.
Following two terms as the Georgia governor, he co-founded a trading company specializing in agricultural exports. As Secretary of Agriculture, he has a four-point plan.
First, I will maximize the opportunity and ability of the men and women of America's agriculture and agribusiness sector to create jobs, to produce and sell the food and the fiber that feed and clothe the world, and to reap the earned reward of their labor. We want to remove every obstacle and give them every opportunity to prosper.
Number two, prioritize customer service.
They expect and have every right to demand that we conduct the people's business efficiently, effectively, and with the utmost integrity.
Number three, assuring a safe and secure food supply.
USDA will continue to serve in that critical role of ensuring the food that we put on the table to feed our families meets the strict safety standards to which we've established and are accustomed.
And number four, smart stewardship of natural resources.
American agricultural bounty comes directly from the land, and today those land resources sustain more than 320 million Americans and countless millions more around the globe.
George Irvin Perdue, but he says please call him Sonny, the 31st Secretary of Agriculture. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale on Wednesday, May the 3rd, starting 11 o'clock a.m. We'll have 25 Angus, Sim Angus, Red Angus, and Hereford bulls. They'll be from 14 months to 2 years of age. They'll be followed by over 100 black-white-faced Hereford and Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. We'll have 200 black-white-faced and crossbred cow-calf pairs, 3 years to older. Fall-bred cows include from the cow-calf ranch. We'll have 31 big fancy calf-fed vaccinated Sim Angus fall-bred heifers. They'll be AI bred to calve September and October. We'll have 110 black-white-faced cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus bulls and black Simmental bulls for September-October calving. There will be over 100 Angus and crossbred Springer cows and bred heifers, plus 25 calf-fed vaccinated Angus replacement heifers. To consign cows or for more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May the 3rd, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check the website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny skies, 45 degrees, pleasant this morning. Highs top 60 today as the warming trend continues.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The tough new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2017 are available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. They have the Silverado 1500 model four-wheel drive crew cab in red, white, and metallic gray. Test drive a new 2017 Chevy Silverado today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, Eric Hosmer and George Bonifacio hit two-run homers, and the Kansas City Royals snapped a nine-game losing streak with a 6-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox last night. Bonifacio homered with two outs in the fourth after Alex Gordon doubled. It was his second home run in eight games since being promoted April 21st from AAA Omaha. Hosmer's two-out homer in the seventh inning with Christian Colon aboard finished the night for White Sox rookie starter Dylan Covey. Salvador Perez's single in the fifth struck the third base bag and scored Alcides Escobar and Mike Moustakas with two outs. Left-hander Jason Vargas allowed one run on five hits and three walks over six innings to pick up the win. Vargas had a 1.42 ERA in five starts. The Royals take the mound again with the White Sox tonight at 7:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America.